In this bulletin, a Melbourne emergency department nurse tests positive to COVID-19, Ireland elects a new leader, and in the AFL, St Kilda claims a 26-point win against reigning premiers Richmond. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. A nurse who works in a Melbourne hospital's emergency department has tested positive to COVID-19, as Victoria records its highest daily increase in cases since April. The state reported 41 of the country's new 47 infections yesterday amid a testing blitz in 10 Melbourne hotspots, with the remaining 6 cases in New South Wales. The Royal Melbourne Hospital says all of the nurse's known contacts have been informed of her positive test and are receiving support, and the hospital is carrying out additional cleaning and contact tracing. Deputy Chief Health Officer Annalise Van Diemen says emergency text messages are being sent to people in suburbs with the highest rate of community transmission, encouraging them to get tested.
Obviously, we are quite concerned, and that is why we have ramped up these efforts to really, really find every possible case that we can find in these areas where the majority of these cases are coming. So we are, we're very concerned.
5 jurisdictions in the United States have recorded their highest daily increases in COVID-19 infections, as the country surpasses 2.5 million confirmed cases. Florida has reported 9,585 new infections, while Arizona recorded 3,591. Nevada doubled its previous record with 1,099 cases, while South Carolina and Georgia also marked new daily highs, with 1,604 and 1,990 new infections, respectively. India has surpassed 500,000 coronavirus cases after recording more than 18,000 new infections. The country's health ministry has also confirmed over 300 new fatalities, taking the death toll to more than 15,000. There are fears hospitals could become overloaded in the worst-hit city of New Delhi, with only 13,000 beds available for a city of 20 million people. Delhi's Chief Minister, Arvind Kejriwal, says authorities weren't prepared for such a large increase in cases.
When the lockdown was eased, we had expected that the number of coronavirus infections would go up, but the cases increased at a much higher rate than expected. And in the first week of June, in New Delhi, we started witnessing a shortage of beds and testing. Due to the shortage of beds, because people were not able to access hospital beds, the mortality rate also increased.
Ireland has a new leader after Micheál Martin was elected to replace Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach. It follows months of negotiations with Mr. Martin's Fianna Fáil party forming a coalition with Mr. Varadkar's Fine Gael and the Green Party. Under a new deal, the centre-right politician will only be Taoiseach until 2022, when Mr. Varadkar will take over once again. The new leader promises to fight the coronavirus pandemic and enact a programme of recovery and renewal.
There is no question what our most urgent work is. We are meeting away from our permanent chamber because of a historic pandemic which has struck Ireland and the rest of the world. As of today, 2,278 people on this island have lost their lives. Many thousands more have fought a long struggle to recover. There is no community, no part of our country, which has escaped untouched.
In the AFL, Richmond's premiership defence has taken another hit in a shock 26-point loss to St Kilda. Trade period recruit Dan Butler kicked 3 goals in his first match against his old side, helping the Saints to a 15-3-93 to 10-7-67 win at Docklands Stadium. Tim Membry also kicked 3, as Jack Loney, Rowan Marshall and Dean Kent chipped in with 2 apiece to help secure the win. St Kilda coach Brett Ratton has praised Butler's performance against his former teammates.
He's been in very good form, Dan, and he continued that, and you know, he was up and about, and he would have had probably something inside him wanting to sort of prove a point, but he didn't publicly say anything, and he just wanted to contribute, and he had a great game, another one. I thought he was our best last week as well.
The result has left the Tigers sitting outside the top eight, with two losses and a draw since the season restart. And now for a look at today's weather. Showers with a possible storm in Perth and 20, sunny in Adelaide and 17, morning frost and fog, then sunny in Melbourne with 14, sunny in Hobart and 11, morning frost, then mostly sunny in Canberra and 13, a shower or two developing in Wollongong and 16, a late shower or two in Sydney and 17, a shower or two in Newcastle and 18, a shower or two with morning drizzle in Brisbane and 20, a possible shower in Cairns and 27, and sunny in Darwin and 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.